If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
Morning Magic on Magic 106.7 with Sue and Kendra. This break brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. Sue is back. She's here, finally, gone last week, all week, on her amazing trip to Ireland with her dad and her brother. And you were on a giant tour bus, which is kind of my nightmare, with a lot of people.
Yeah, there were 45 of us on the bus. So it was a much bigger tour than I had imagined.
Oh,
and it went very well overall, but it's an interesting dynamic to be trapped on a bus with 45 people for an entire week. Because you're getting on and off, but you're traveling the whole country. I mean, we went
the
from
same
Dublin.
People? Were you on the bus with the same people?
Same people.
Okay.
So same bus, and you're going from Dublin. You know, we went to Dublin, to Waterford, to Cork, you know, Tralee, and back up to Shannon. So you're doing this whole giant tour with these same people for the entire week. And you're getting on and off the bus. We're going, you know, we went to four different hotels, but we all stay together. We all have to be on the bus at a certain time. We all have to be. And then they were they tried to do this rotation seating thing because I could have cared less. Like, we were in the back of the bus, and I guess some people want to be in the front because they think they have a better view.
Oh, no, no, no. There's a thing with tour bus people that they sit in the same seat,
yes,
and they want to either be in the front, the middle, or the back. They have very specific kind of rules.
So then Shane, our poor tour director, Shane, was like, okay, I'll do a seating rotation. And I was like, that's a lot of work. Like, come on.
God.
Like, I don't, it's bad enough that there's 45 of us that he's trying to herd on the bus, and now we're going to have seating assignments? So we opted out of it. We were like, we'll stay in the back. We don't need to be in the front. So we ended up not having to switch around. But now you have people trying to switch around and whose seat is where. And it was hilarious. And then, like, just like when you're on a jury, all of a sudden you're on this bus together and all of these personalities emerge.
Oh,
the person that's always late for the bus, the people in the back that are like, you know, the seasoned travelers that know everything.
Oh, the know-it-alls. There's
always
a know-it-all.
And they tell you everything.
Yeah.
Well, didn't you know that you can do it this way? And didn't you know that you can have a charger that does this? And you're like, okay, you know everything. Yes. So everybody. But we also met some really, really wonderful people on
the
bus.
Where were people from? Were any people from Massachusetts on the bus? Or was it from, they're from just all over?
Yes, there were some from Boston. A lot of them were from the Midwest. There was one, most of the people were older, I'd say 50s, 60s. But there was one young couple from Malaysia that was on. They were adorable. But, you know, by and far, most of us were from the U.S.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting. It is funny how there's all,
and
it's always the same exact stereotype categories, like the front of the bus people, the talkers, you know, the sort of quiet mystery people taking it all in.
Yes.
And then the know-it-alls are my favorite.
And you're trying to figure out the relationship of everyone. Like, there were two women, and I figured out by the end of the week that they were both nurses, and they were celebrating their 50th birthday together. And then was like another couple that were doing this, and then there was somebody traveling alone, you know, who was divorced and just had always wanted to come and was like, I'm just going to do it. So you find out everybody's backstory too.
Yeah.
And you kind of weave it all together. And then we became a unit. And at the end, when you're getting off the bus, everyone's like, bye, bus people. Bye, friends.
God, I'm not. You're so much better than me. I'd be
bye,
like,
friends.
Get me off the bus. No. Tour buses, I can't do it. I'm
They're
so
an
proud of you.
Interesting dynamic.